Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB.
The last time we were in Murondoy, Mala, Shelley and Catalina received the results from their pap smears. There were no abnormal cells detected for Shelley, and she was told to return in 3 years. Mala's test was inconclusive and she was advised to return in 12 weeks. However, when the doctor told Catalina that the presence of precancerous cells was discovered, she fainted. She was, however, assured that because of early detection, there were several options she could choose to be cured. And now, as we return to Murondoy, Alexis is in a very sad mood.
Who is it?
It's me.
Oh, come in.
Alexis?
Hi, Denzel.
What happened?
What you want?
Well, I was wondering if you could help me with this research I'm doing on climate change. But I guess it's a no?
No, it's okay.
What happened?
What happened, Mommy?
Oh, the cervical cancer thing.
Why you making it sound so simple? It's serious.
Yeah, but Mommy done went to the gynecologist's office and they did whatever they had to do. They freeze the cells so she can be all right.
That's not the point.
So what is the point?
It means I'm at risk.
At risk? How?
You don't think part of the reason this happened to Mom is because she had sex when she was really young?
Well, I mean...
It means she was infected with HPV for a long time for it to start forming cancer cells.
Well, we don't know when she really got it. Anyways, I kind of feel uncomfortable talking with mommy like this.
Denzel, I've had 6. I could already have HPV because I didn't get the vaccine. And in a couple of years, I could end up just like mommy.
Were you talking like if is nothing you could do about it?
Just the thought of it. Although mommy gonna be alright, I see how she's stressed out.
Look, I don't see what the big deal is. It's not like this thing hopeless. As far as I understand, women have to do screening and so on, and they're gonna be alright. Even if cancer cells start forming, they could treat it like how they treat mommy.
Yeah, but you know how stressful it can be on a woman. It's like how many things we have to go through in life, man.
Alexis.
Period, getting pregnant, giving birth, and then we have to worry about breast cancer, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, then menopause. Like, I can't bother.
You talking like if men don't have issues.
What issues y'all have?
I read online, we could have warts from HPV. Plus, we could get penile cancer, prostate cancer, anal cancer. So it's not like men immune.
Well, true. But it's still a lot for a woman to go through.
Well, yeah. That's why we can't afford to live wild.
Miss Merrill, I'm so happy to be spending some one-on-one time with you. It's been so stressful in the house lately. Catalina and her health. And her being sad all the time.
But you have to understand, Simon. She really wasn't expecting the pap smear to show anything abnormal.
But she's gonna be fine, so I don't get why she's still depressed about
it. Just the thought that she could have ended up with cervical cancer, which recently killed a woman in the village.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of hearing that sad story. People need to deal with the fact that we live and we die. There's no escaping it. Something will take you.
Well, true. But that doesn't mean we have to live recklessly. Anyway, I really wanted us to come out because generally, I'm concerned about you and Catalina's relationship.
What about it?
Well, do you think Catalina is happy with the way things are going?
Well, why wouldn't she be?
Well, you know, she's young and
Her age has never bothered me. A matter of fact, that's one of the reasons I chose her. A man my age needs a young, good-looking woman on my arm.
But, Simon, is that all Catalina's worth to you?
What?
You're just with her for her age and her looks?
Well, no, there's other things, but of course I wouldn't go into details out of respect. To be honest, I'm just a man who loves women, regardless of the age. Catalina's purpose, however, is to make me look and feel good.
Simon, listen to me. That is not what holds a relationship together.
I know that, Miss Merkel. You know I take care of your niece financially too, right? She can't say she needs anything. As a matter of fact, I'm buying her a car.
You're missing the point, Simon. Money is not all that makes a relationship. Catalina needs love.
I love her.
Yes, but she needs to feel it and know that you respect her too.
Simon, dear, is that you?
Patsy, how are you, darling?
Better now that I'm seeing you.
Come, join us.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Simon, we're engaged in a serious conversation.
Oh, it could wait. My dear Patsy, you look quite stunning today.
I just came from the salon, actually. I asked the girls to put a few highlights in my hair.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Thank you. And how are you, Sister Myrtle?
Well, I'm not too happy at the moment, as you rudely interrupted us.
Miss Myrtle, it's quite fine. Patsy, what are you drinking?
Oh, hit me with something strong.
Very well. Waiter!
Look, Alexis, I just think you need to stop worrying so much.
Well, maybe, but,
What?
Well, me and Jaden...
What about it?
Denzel, I'm thinking maybe we should take a step back.
Like how?
You think I should stop having sex with him?
Whoa. Really? You still doing that?
Like, duh. He is my boyfriend. I'm almost 17 and it is the year 2017.
Yeah, but like, after the pregnancy scare and all of that, I thought you would ease off.
Look, we're being safe. We're using condoms.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry about being an uncle anytime soon.
Thanks.
But look how your face go from brown to purple to red.
You know what, girl? Stop. I came in here for you to help me with this research. But I think I got this.
No. It's okay. We don't have to talk about me and Jaden anymore.
Okay.
So what you looking at now with this climate change thing?
Impacts of climate change.
Okay.
I gotta come up with some local examples that are clear indications that Guyana is experiencing climate change.
Oh.
I mean, we already see the change in weather patterns. According to my research, one of the reasons Guyana is so vulnerable is because about 90% of the population resides on the coastal plain, which lies about 0.5 to 1 meter below sea level.
So basically, if the seawall was to break, we in trouble.
We don't have to wait for that. What I'm saying is, oh, hey, I rebuke the seawall being broken.
We got to be realistic. Because if the water continues to rise and we experience massive flooding, it will affect everything. Way of life, farming, everything. Not forgetting the threat to human life.
True. Talking about flooding though, look at Kokorite in Region 6. They have to build mounds for the cattle to come out of the water or they'll die.
Look at Rupununi in Region 9.
Imagine, they had drought for a long time and then bam, massive flooding.
Yep, and there are many impacts of climate change, right?
Yes, because it's the heavy rainfalls plus overflowing rivers all the way from Brazil.
You know, they still got people who doubt climate change, but I can't see how they're doubting when the evidence is right in front we face.
True.
It's interesting.
Well, good. You gonna help me.
Oh my goodness, Simon, you have me cracking up.
You're good company.
Excuse me, please. I have to go to the washroom.
Take it easy there, Miss Myrtle.
You aren't in line to please with me present.
Oh, she'll be fine.
So you, Mr. Man, look how long you promised to pass by me, eh?
I will come, I will. It's just that things been hectic lately, you know. Catalina recently discovered that she have precancerous cervical cancer cells.
What?
Yeah, did a pap smear. Anyway, it's sorted. They froze the cells.
Oh, heavens. It's a good thing she gonna do it now.
Yeah, but she took it real hard, you know.
I can imagine. Well, I'm happy to say that I always have normal results.
I see. So, what you have planned for whenever I visit you?
Don't bother with you.
You're a fascinating woman. Fiery, I like that.
Quite before somebody hear you and go and tell Catalina or your auntie.
Oh, I have that under control. They're not going anywhere.
So what is it with me and you?
Friends.
Well, cheers to friendship then.
Cheers.
Well, you tell me when you're coming over and I'll prepare a special meal for you.
On a platter?
Exactly how you like it.
Are you my kind of woman, Patsy?
Shh. Okay, Auntie, now coming back.
Miss Myrtle, you okay?
I think it's time to go.
Well, Patsy, it's nice running into you.
As usual.
Take care.
You too, Simon.
Simon, before you drive off, there's something heavy on my heart. And I must say something.
Oh, I can talk and drive. What's on your mind?
Are you serious about my niece?
Miss Myrtle, I don't understand the question.
Are you still interested in marrying Catalina and spending the rest of your life with her?
Oh, why would you ask me such a question?
Because it's obvious you were flirting with Sister Patsy. And that woman has a horrible reputation in this village.
Look, I don't know what you think you saw. But that woman is just my friend.
Simon, I'm no fool. I'm beginning to think Catalina is right.
Right about what?
You do not respect her.
Oh, not you with that too.
Simon, I will not stand by and watch you make a fool of my niece. This cannot go on this way for much longer. I will not allow it.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.